A Chinese tour bus has collided with a pickup truck on Qatar Hill, then ended up dangling precariously down the hill. 33 Chinese tourists have luckily escaped from serious injury. Emergency responders arrived at the scene to find a white tour bus in amongst the banana trees off the side of the road. 33 Chinese who were mostly uninjured were in a panic inside the tour bus. 3 meters away was a damaged Toyota pickup. The bus driver told police that they were heading from Chalong when they came to that section of the hill, and he claims the tour bus brakes failed. The bus collided with the parked pickup truck before careering over the side of the hill. Meanwhile, 10 people were in a passenger van when it slammed into a power pole yesterday afternoon. The female van driver has sustained serious injuries. The incident happened around 3:30 p.m. on the Tepkasatri Nyang Road, north of Telang. Emergency responders arrived at the scene to find a damaged Toyota van smashed into a power pole. Rescue workers freed the driver from the van. She was taken to Telang Hospital. 5 Chinese tourists sustained minor injuries, whilst 1 Chinese tourist ended up with a broken arm. Police believe the driver fell asleep at the wheel, lost control of the van, and crashed into 2 power poles. The Thai government's praising the successful summit between the leaders of the United States and North Korea, saying the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula will benefit both Asia and the world. Following a historic meeting between US President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore, the Thai PM General Prayut Chan-o-cha pointed out that the joint statement signed by both leaders on complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is a positive sign for the global community. Meanwhile, Thailand's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Don Pramud Wanai, viewed the agreement between the two leaders as a good omen for both Asia and the rest of the world, as it will help relieve geopolitical tensions at the very least. If you thought the controversy between local protesters and the Thai government was over regarding the extravagant homes for Thai judges on the slopes of Doi Su Tep in Chiang Mai, you'd be wrong. City Life is reporting that photos of lights coming from the banned judicial residences on Doi Su Tep has gone viral, angering Chiang Mai locals. After a long campaign against judicial officers, the issue concluded with an order from the PM that no one will be allowed to live in the disputed area. The post from June the 9th on a Facebook page would suggest otherwise. And out of 104 hotels, only 9 are capable of being properly registered on CoPP. That's the bottom line after a month of checking by Krabi officials. They're saying that from May the 1st until today, they've checked 104 hotels in the Muang Krabi district, principally accommodation on CoPP. They say there's 78 cases on CoPP that the Krabi Provincial Court has already ruled on. Only 9 hotels have been found operating legally with proper licenses. Officials also investigated a hillside area where 34 villas and a large swimming pool is being constructed. The land documents for this property are currently under scrutiny by the Land Department. And the NCPO is set to hold its first meeting with politicians at the end of this month, but parties would remain banned from staging election campaigns until the organic law related to the election of MPs completes its process. This from the Deputy PM Prawit Wongsawan. Prawit, who's also the Defence Minister, said yesterday he'd been assigned by the PM to chair the first meeting with political parties and the Election Commission to discuss which activities the politicians would be allowed to undertake prior to the election scheduled for February next year. Prawit said, "We won't lift all the political bans, especially campaigning for the election. We'll wait until the MP election law is complete." After the 2014 coup, the junta issued an order to ban all political gatherings and activities.